Mrs. Redmond sighed. She had her suspicions about Davy's imaginators. She knew that if she attempted to make a personal examination, Davy would likely take to his heels, and she could not pursue him today. "Well, be sure you behave yourselves," she warned. "Don't walk in the dust. Don't stop in the porch to talk to the other children. Don't squirm or wriggle in your places. Don't forget the golden text. Don't use your collection or forget to put it in. Don't whisper at prayer time. And don't forget to pay attention to the sermon." Davy gave no response. He marched away down the hall, followed by the meat door, but his soul seethed within. Davy had suffered, or thought he had suffered, many things at the hands and tongue of Mrs. Rachel Lynde since she had come to the Gables, for Mrs. Lynde could not live with anybody, whether they were 9 or 90, without trying to bring them up properly. And it was only the preceding afternoon that she had interfered to influence Marilla against allowing Davy to go fishing with the Timothy Cottons. Davy was still boiling over this. As soon as he was out of the rain, Davy stopped and twisted his countenance into such an unearthly and terrific contortion that Dora, although she knew Miss Gibson that respect, was honestly alarmed lest he should never in the world be able to get it straightened out. "Darn her!" exploded Davy. "Oh, Davy, don't swear!" gasped Dora in dismay. "Darn if it's swearing, not real swearing, and I don't care if it is," retorted Davy recklessly. "Well, if you must say dreadful words, don't say them on Sunday," pleaded Dora. Davy was as yet far from repentance, but in his secret soul he felt that perhaps he had gone a little too far. "I'm going to invent a swear word of my own," he declared. "God will punish you if you do," said Dora solemnly. "Then I think God is a mean old scamp," retorted Davy. "Doesn't he know a fellow must have some way of expressing his feelings?" "Davy," said Dora. She expected that Davy would be struck down dead on the spot. But nothing happened. "Anyway, I ain't gonna see any more of Miss Lynde's bossing. Anne and Marilla may have the right to boss me, but she hasn't. I'm gonna do every single thing she told me not to do. You watch me." In grim, deliberate silence, while Dora watched him with a fascination of horror, Davy stepped off the green grass of the roadside, ankle deep into the fine dust, which 4 weeks of rain and sweater had made on the road, and marched along it, shuffling his feet viciously until he was enveloped in a hazy cloud. "That's the beginning," he announced triumphantly. "And I'm going to stop on the porch and talk as long as there's anybody to talk to. I'm going to squirm and wriggle and whisper, and I'm going to say I don't know the golden text, and I'm going to throw away both of my collections right now." And Davy hurled cent and nickel over Mr. Barry's fence with fierce delight. Satan He didn't, cried Katie. I just thought it out for myself, and then I thought of something else. I'm not going to Sunday school or church at all. I'm going up to play with the Cottons. They told me yesterday they weren't going to Sunday school today because their mother was away, which nobody would make them. Come on, Dora, we'll have a great time. when the rumble of wheels over the pond bridge told that people were going home from church, Davy knew they must go. He discarded Tommy's overalls, resumed his own rifle attire, and turned away from the stream of trout with a sigh. No use to think of taking them home. Well, haven't we a splendid time? He demanded defiantly as they went down the oil field. I haven't, said Joel flatly, and I don't believe you had, really, either, she added, with a flash of insight that was not to be expected of her. I had so, cried Davy, but in the voice of one who doth protest too much. No wonder you haven't, just sitting there like a mule. I ain't going to associate with the Cottons, said Joel loftily. The Cottons are all right, and they have far better times than we have. They do just as they please, and say just what they like before everybody. I'm going to do that too after this. There are lots of things you wouldn't dare say before everybody, averred Joel. No, there isn't. There's two. Would you, demanded Joel quickly, would you say Tomcat before the minister? This was the stag-killer. Davy was not prepared for such a concrete example of the freedom of speech, but one did not have to be consistent with Joel. Of course not, he admitted sulkily. Tomcat is an old word. I wouldn't mention such an animal before a minister at all. But if you had to, persisted Dora, I'd call it a Thomas Pussy, said Davy. I think gentleman cat would be more polite, reflected Dora. You thinkin', retorted Davy with withering scorn. Davy was not feeling comfortable, though he would have died before he admitted it to Dora. Now that the exhilaration of truant life had died away, his conscience was beginning to give him salutary twinges. After all, perhaps it would have been better to have gone to Sunday school in church, Mrs. Lynde might have thought so. But there was always a box of cookies in her kitchen cupboard, and she was not stingy. At this inconvenient moment, Davy remembered that when he had torn his musical pants the week before, Mrs. Lynde had mended them beautifully and never said a word to Marilla about them. The baby's cup of iniquity was not yet full. He was yet to discover that one sin demands another to cover it. They had dinner with Mrs. Lynde that day, and the first thing she asked Davy was, "Were all your classes in Sunday school today?" "Yes'm," said Davy with a gulp. "All were there except one." "Did you say your golden text in catechism?" "Yes'm." "Did you put your collection in?" "Yes'm." "Was Mrs. Malcolm McPherson in church?" "I don't know." This at least was the truth, thought wretched Davy. "Was the ladies' aid announced for next week?" "Yes'm," quoth Davy. "Was prayer meeting?" I don't know." "You should know. You should listen more attentively to the announcements. What was Mr. Harvey's text?" Davy took a frantic gulp of water and swallowed Yeah. you want.